Good afternoon. With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dionne Anglin. MPs will debate amendments to the Development and Planning Act as the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration continues to push its housing priorities. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
If passed by MPs, it will adjust the regulation-making process to ensure Cabinet has the, quote, necessary full authority to make amendments and consider fee waivers where appropriate in support of approved public policy objectives. This includes housing-related priorities. The proposed amendments are being advanced alongside other elements of government's housing reform agenda, including the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is out for public consultation now through September 20th. Together, the ministry says these measures support the broader objectives of the public and affordable housing policy and 10-year strategic plan by addressing different parts of the housing system, including the planning process, housing access, rental security, responsible development, and long-term community outcomes. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The National Airline announces a new feature for its customers.
Customers booking flights with Cayman Airways can now add Refund Protect to their ticket purchase, an optional service that provides greater flexibility and peace of mind when unexpected personal circumstances disrupt their travel plans.
Cayman Airways' Olivia Scott tells Radio Cayman, customers who purchase Refund Protect along with their ticket becomes eligible for a full refund if qualifying unforeseen circumstances prevent them from traveling, such as illness or injury.
We want to make every stage of the customer journey with us as convenient and reassuring as possible. And Refund Protect is another way that Cayman Airways is ensuring that.
The service can now be added when booking through caymanairways.com or the Cayman Airways mobile app. In other local news, a woman who spent years cleaning a Cayman Islands primary school is starting this academic year in front of the class. Department of Education Services Director Mark Ray singled out Darcy Ann Whitaker Wright at the recent Education Professionals Welcome.
We have someone with 33 years of service. Ms. Darcy Ann most recently would have served in capacity on the Edna Moyle team as a cleaner, supporting that school in its journey to excellence. Ms. Darcy Ann has qualified for and will start her role as an assistant teacher this academic year.
Mr. Ray says she asked him not to make her stand at the event, so he had the entire room rise for her instead.
Ms. Darcy Ann, thank you for transitioning from our operational team to our teaching and learning team, and I know you will continue to lead, mentor, and model the excellence that you have demonstrated as part of the team before, and you will continue to do so as part of the team now. Thank you once again.
Ms. Darcy Ann is one of a number of new and returning staff joining Cayman's public school system for the 2026-2027 school year. In regional news, police in Guyana are investigating a fatal crash on the Timiri public road that left two Indonesian nationals dead and four other foreign nationals injured. Officers say a motor lorry swerved at high speed early this morning, hitting a minibus before colliding with a second one traveling behind it. The victims were pronounced dead at the scene. The four injured passengers remain at Diamond Regional Hospital. Breathalyzer tests showed no trace of alcohol, but all three drivers are in custody as the investigation continues. The Jamaica Cup is officially back on the calendar. After Hurricane Melissa forced last year's cancellation, the inaugural tournament will now take place November 11th through the 16th at Half Moon in Montego Bay. Organizers say the six-day tennis event will blend world-class tennis with Caribbean culture, featuring pro players alongside collegiate athletes from Howard University and Concordia University, Texas. The schedule includes exhibition matches, fan engagement activities, a pro-am with touring pros, and a VIP player party for an exclusive meet-and-greet experience. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Nepal's disaster authority has raised sharply the number of missing in Wednesday's devastating flash floods to more than 1,900. That's almost 1,000 more than their previous estimate. Experts say that Denmark's campaign of forced contraception on Greenlandic women and girls in the 1960s and 70s violated human rights, but they say it did not meet the legal definition of genocide. Serbia's justice minister says the former Bosnian Serb army leader and convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic will receive full honours. He died on Thursday in The Hague, where he was serving a life sentence for genocide and crimes against humanity.
That's it for Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.